For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's hockey team is getting set to take on the Wisconsin Badgers. Game two of their series, joined by Lydia Passholt, a fifth year, scored the lone Beaver goal yesterday on the power play. Could you even see the net? There was so much traffic in front.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard definitely to see the net. There was a lot of people in front. But the puck just kind of spit out, and I shot it where everyone was and hope for the best and get a puck on net and maybe a rebound. But it went in, and that was just really exciting.
How frustrating was it to not necessarily play bad in the first period, and yet you're down 4-0?
Right. I mean, it was very frustrating. I mean, we came back in the locker room, and we were all very angry, and we said, you know what, let's come out and let's not have that happen again. Even though we played well, let's just keep playing our game and make sure that we cover our people and play our systems.
Everybody processes wins and losses differently.
Mm-hmm.
How do you react night after a game where you lose as opposed to night after a game when you win?
Yeah, right. I mean, for both, I just kind of forget about it right after the game and come in tomorrow because, I mean, the game's done with now, and now you have tomorrow to focus on and get ready for the game. Like I said, I mean, the game's over with now, even if you win or lose. Now all that matters is tomorrow.
One of the biggest days for a college hockey team's preparations each week is Saturday morning. You take what you saw on film from Friday, and you have to put it to use pretty quickly.
Right.
How have you gotten better at taking what you're seeing on film and putting it to use in game two of a series?
Right. I'm a very visual learner. I don't know about everyone else, but I'm very visual, so I think it really helps me watch film. But I think we do all benefit from watching film and going on our walk in the morning just to get our legs moving for the game. But it definitely improves. We play our positions. We see what we did wrong, and we'll act on that, and it'll show up in our game.
You'll be playing in your 110th game here today. You look at some of the Wisconsin players, and they're going to be playing in their 150th. 110 is a lot.
Yeah.
what does experience mean in college hockey in 2022 almost?
I mean, experience is a great thing to have. You can teach the younger girls what you've learned. It's definitely a fulfilling feeling. Definitely, it's an amazing accomplishment, especially for them, like 150. Wow, like that's incredible. Props to them. It's definitely taxing on your body, but I mean, it's great, and you love the game, so you're gonna do everything you can, even when you got more games ahead of you. But the experience is great, and you just pass it down to girls and hope for the best.
Hannah Hogenson's played in 13, and yet she's come up big for you in those 13. How have you seen her grow in her year and a half or so here in Bemidji?
Wow, yeah, definitely seen her grow. She's been standing on her head for some of these games. I mean, almost 50 shots again this weekend. She's doing unbelievable. I tap my stick to her. It's unbelievable, these saves that she makes. I'm honestly jaw-dropped when I see these. It's crazy, but she's definitely improved, and it's great to see, and I hope she just keeps improving in the years to come.
I hope she doesn't have to make any like that today.
Yeah, right. I hope so, too.
Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.